This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night. Pence will take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's record as well as goals for a second term. The Republican ticket's opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, attended the Democratic National Convention last week. Biden's campaign has since criticized the Republican convention content, saying those watching have not heard any plans for controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Wednesday, police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old young man in connection with gunfire that killed two people and wounded a third during protest in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kyle Rittenhouse was at a protest following the shooting by police of a black man, Jacob Blake. Daniel Miskinis is police chief in Kenosha.
The term militia is used. I've got no proof that it has any organization to it. It may be just simply armed citizens. I don't know.
There is video of a young white man opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle.
There were people running all over the place.
Sheriff David Beth was asked about witnesses who said they yelled at police to arrest the person in the crowd with a rifle.
Knowing what you just said, I can picture all kinds of reasons I wasn't focusing on someone doing that.
Much of Rittenhouse's Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump said Wednesday he will send federal law enforcement and the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin. For more on this and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Those protests in Wisconsin have spilled over into the sports world. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Their dramatic series of moves began when the NBA's team from Wisconsin, where the Jacob Blake shooting took place, didn't take the floor for their game against a team from Florida. Hurricane Laura strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm in the Gulf of Mexico Wednesday, prompting warnings of, quote, unsurvivable, end quote, storm surge of up to 20 feet, extreme winds, and flash flooding. There are evacuation orders for hundreds of thousands of coastal residents of Louisiana and Texas. The National Hurricane Center said Laura was packing winds of 140 miles per hour and was expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast overnight. Category 4 is the second highest on hurricane classification scales. Moderna Incorporated said Wednesday its experimental COVID-19 vaccine-induced immune responses in older adults similar to those in younger participants. This offers hope it will be effective in people considered to be at high risk for severe complications from the coronavirus. The company is one of the leading contenders in the race to develop a vaccine against the virus that has killed more than 820,000 people worldwide. Iran and UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency have agreed on the inspection of two suspected former nuclear sites where undeclared nuclear material might have been stored or used. The agreement was announced Wednesday after a months-long standoff. According to a joint statement, Iran will voluntarily provide the International Atomic Energy Agency with access to the specific locations. The statement said dates for the inspection had been determined but not disclosed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the United Arab Emirates, where he met with officials to discuss regional and bilateral issues. A State Department spokesperson says the U.S.'s top diplomat also discussed a lasting ceasefire in Libya, Gulf unity, and Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo is on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. NATO's Secretary General is calling for an investigation into the circumstances behind Alexei Navalny's sickness. The Secretary General said Wednesday medical reports of a toxic substance in Navalny's body were credible. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson also called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Navalny. The Prime Minister says Britain would join international efforts to ensure justice is done. He called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in the attack on Navalny. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.